Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
It's 6 o'clock.
Do you know where your children are?
Do you know what we need to rename this city we call Cedar Rapids?
We might as well call it
Cereal Town!
USA, baby!
2,410 people in one location eating cereal.
All eating cereal together. And this is got to be an approximation, because by the end of the handing out of bowls of cereal, people were taking cereal in their hands. They're like, I still want to participate. Just give me some dry cereal in my hands.
Which, my favorite moment after all of the celebration dies down, and there are pictures floating around of my biceps everywhere holding up that dang sign.
Yeah.
We're starting to pick up, and in the back of one of the pieces of equipment,
Eric,
we find another box of bowls.
Now, to be fair, it was only 35 bowls.
Oh, good.
It was a small pack of bowls. So that gave me a little bit of relief.
Those poor hand people eating this cereal. How do you do that?
I don't know how they got misplaced, but those bowls would have really come in handy for those people who were eating cereal out of their hands. And that was just the station that was nearest the stage.
That's true.
My husband told me there was also people at his far booth handing out cereal that were taking it in their hands as well.
Yeah, we had to get 2,400 people through in just under an hour. We had four cereal stations set up in Green Square. That thing ran like a well-oiled machine.
Yeah, it was very simple. You come in, you get your bowl of cereal, you get your little carton of milk. Thank you, Quaker Oats. Thank you, Prairie Farms. That made everything so easy.
Big thanks, City of Cedar Rapids, specifically Tiffany O'Donnell, our mayor.
Mm-hmm.
We also had Todd Taylor, our auditor on site, as well as, and I'm not remembering her name, the Linn County recorder.
Yes. Yes.
I know the word Ironside.
Carolyn.
Carolyn. Is in that name as well.
Yes.
Yes.
Also there. That was so cool. And, of course, the Cedar Rapids Metro Economic Alliance.
Yep.
Jen Draper, oh my goodness, the signage at each of the milk and cereal stations, that thing ran smoothly, and that was a lot of their work.
I was planning on using all of our staff to just shuttle stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then she drove up the gator.
She had a gator.
I now want a gator.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, Lordy.
Just to get from this side of the building to our side of the building.
Just want to drive it. I just want to hop on.
Just to haul our headphones every
yes.
morning.
Yes.
Just a gator.
Just something that, not even a golf cart. No, gator.
Because
could be terrain.
We had a good couple hours. We were set up, and I'm just kind of lay of the land. I'm like, okay, the cereal's over there, so we're going to have to start getting boxes, and the milk's in that refrigerated big truck.
And we brought a hand truck.
Yeah. I'm like, well, we got a couple guys coming. You know, Tay's going to be here, and producer Ben and Jaden. You know,
Don't worry.
We'll just go in shifts.
Yes.
We'll get it. And then, you know, whenever the, wait, what's that? That's a gator already full of cereal. She just puts on by.
Load it up.
We don't need.
No.
We don't need all that stuff. Yeah.
We've got this thing.
So that was really, really cool.
Ah.
So cool.
Very cool. Very cool Saturday. And I just felt like I was on a high all weekend.
Oh, no kidding.
Right?
Coming off of that, then you and I got to host a corgi run yesterday that lasted, I think, exactly
25 minutes
tops.
Max.
Yes.
Yeah, with all of the competitors doing their absolute best from these little doggies with their bellies almost touching the ground. Oh, I love a corgi.
So there were like six at a heat. There was always one that didn't go anywhere.
Yep.
Two went backwards usually.
Yep.
And then three are like, yes, sprint.
So fast.
Because they had handlers on the other side like bribing them up.
Yep.
But yeah. Well,
it's what a great weekend. Cereal.
We're going to file that one away for a very successful weekend. That's for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But
huge
Cedar
weekend.
Rapids, you came out for it. You did it. Congratulations.
Cereal
2,410.
USA.
Do you think we can get one of those signs when you drive into town, like populate bowls, number of bowls served on this date?
Yes. You know, they have that, like the city sign
has
Cedar Rapids, and then it has kind of like an iron cutout of a skyline.
Maybe we
just pop in like an iron cutout of a bowl with
a spoon.
Bowl
with a spoon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Might as well.
Hey, the kids at Metro help with that. We got some contacts.
There we go.
Let's ask.
Yeah. Just pop that into the scene, okay? We need it. We've also got this year's Ig Nobel Prize winners.
Yeah, these are the anti-Nobels, right?
Yes, yes. These are like the weirdest, the dumbest things that have been studied.
But are actually being studied for science.
But literally are in 2025. This year's winners go to the Nutrition Prize.
Yeah.
Offered to researchers determining rainbow lizards prefer four cheese pizza over other varieties of pizza.
These are...
Now we know that.
Men and women who have gone to college, yes, and are studying. Because this also sounds a lot like, will soybeans grow in my closet, which is what I did in ninth grade for,
yes,
science.
That's almost the same.
Rainbow lizards prefer four cheese pizza over all other pizzas.
So if rainbow lizards do not have their natural foods and only have pizza, get them four cheese pizza. Now I know what to order. Good.
Thank you. I will make sure those lizards survive.
It's so hard when you're ordering pizza for a group of rainbow lizards.
Yeah.
It's like, what do you guys want? And you can't communicate.
No, that's your first challenge.
Pepperoni. What are we doing?
Can they digest meat? We don't know.
I don't know. So now.
Four cheese.
Thank you. Four cheese. Four cheese pizza. The biology prize went to a study that determined cows painted with zebra-like stripes.
Yeah.
50% less likely to be bitten by flies.
That's actually, I think, a good study.
I do too. Okay.
I like that study.
What if we...
As humans,
do the zebra stripes help us? Maybe that's the next iteration.
Avatar ourselves?
Yeah.
Zebra stripes or blue or something?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Just to see what happens.
No, I feel bad. Those cows have flies on them all day long.
Exactly. It's so annoying.
Do you have to hand paint the cow? Is my question.
Ooh, that's a good question.
I'm sure it's research. They studied all variations.
They had to keep it consistent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you airbrush?
Is there a stencil?
Do you hope they get graffitied one day?
I don't know.
Right?
Yeah.
And is Jay Deezy around still? But he does it in stripes.
The notorious Cedar Rapids,
yes,
spray paint guy.
Our tagger, Jay Deezy. You want to toss me one more?
Let's see. The engineering design prize went to a team that
This is an engineering town?
Yes. How foul-smelling shoes affect the good experience of using a shoe rack. Did you need to study that? Did you need to?
Are you designing a better shoe rack that absorbs the odors?
No. Just seeing how it ruins the experience.
Oh, man, what stinks? Oh, it's the shoes on that engineered shoe rack over there.
It's the shoes. So, yeah, do you then take that research and do something with it? Or
what do you do with it?
What is it for? Why is it?
Yeah, you win that non-Nobel Prize for sure.
Come
for sure.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
I know officially today, the first day of fall.
Yes.
But I do have to ask a question about Christmas.
Eric.
The lovely time of year.
Christmas?
What?
What?
Why would you come at me when
already?
I want to talk about something as innocent and simple as Christmas? You tell us, Judy Garland. You and I hosted corgi races yesterday in Iowa City, which required a drive from Cedar Rapids to Iowa City. And as one does, you take I-380 southbound.
Yes.
The interchange with the Wright Brothers Boulevard, the airport exit.
Yes.
Something caught my eye on the right-hand side. We have another Christmas tree.
Another one?
Or I think the other one didn't make it. So
but
I think
that
it
they
got moved.
Spared its life.
It did. They did for a while, little Claire. But
wait,
at some point, progress just has to kill things.
But you told me it was alive. Is it dead?
It's been transplanted, little Claire. It's been transplanted. It's easy.
You didn't tell me you were going to kill it.
I think at some point, whatever that expansion project on 380, where was that? About a half a mile from the airport, right?
Yeah,
but it was on...
It was in that vicinity, but you always knew it when you saw it.
It was on the east side
like
of
Christmas
the road.
Tree.
I think that one's gone.
What?
But I think the decorations were saved and moved to another tree.
Are you telling me it's the exact same decorations?
Looks very similar. Because it's got a silver star on top that's not 100% like symmetrical.
Yes.
It looks like a hand cut. Then those look the same.
Okay.
So it caught my eye.
Red,
There's
shiny,
a little tinsel,
bunting-y
thing. And there's some bunting-y and some balls and a star. So unless we've had two Christmas trees and I didn't know it, in that 380 vicinity near the airport.
I didn't even see one.
Well, it's there. Maybe we road trip today. I can show it to you.
It'll be worth it.
Just we'll go down. We'll hit Swisher. We'll turn around. Come back.
These two Grinches have to save Christmas.
Interstate Christmas. When you just know that tree's always there, and then someone takes it down, how are you going to celebrate Interstate Christmas? You're not.
You're not going to. You're not going to get to. That's sad.
But I don't think it's sad. I think it's happy.
Yeah, it's just not the same tree.
You couldn't stop progress. At some point, the Lorax loses on this one.
And I was hoping for more lanes, right? We need a little bit more room.
That's happening.
Progress.
Yeah.
Progress.
So
progress.
You get the gift of more congestion or less.
Thank you.
But they had to move a tree. So to the best of my wandering eyes.
I hope it was a whole project and that they dug up the root ball of the Christmas tree and they transplanted that.
I would hope that too.
Yeah.
Why don't we just believe that?
It's the exact same tree.
I believe it. Yes.
That's funny that we're talking about Christmas already because I am having such a hard time getting ready for fall.
Today's the day.
Today is the first day of fall. And I knew this. Yesterday, you and I had the opportunity to be in Iowa City and we went to Big Box Costco.
We did.
I got the biggest mum.
I didn't know. You had no more room in your cart.
Yeah.
And those carts are jumbo size.
Those are jumbo carts.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, everything's bigger at Costco, right?
You're buying
in bulk. I didn't realize I was getting a bulkier mum than I even realized because, Eric, it was surrounded in plastic wrap. And when I took the plastic wrap off of it, it was like that scene in Christmas Vacation where they untie the Christmas tree inside and all the windows shatter and whatever because this mum was so big.
Oh, it was condensed.
It was condensed.
Yes.
And then it spread itself out. I was going to put it on my porch.
Yeah.
But my porch is too small.
Get out of here.
I'm not kidding. It's such a big mum. I had to put it down on the ground. It's enormous. So I don't know why I'm having a hard time here. Like, clearly it's fall. Mums are in bloom. I'm having a hard stop. I went downstairs. And I'm like, if I got a mum, I should decorate. I should get out all of the fall decorations, right? Mm-hmm. But I was looking at jack-o'-lanterns and spooky witch's hats, and then, you know, the skeleton.
Is the question, do you put skeletons with a mum?
Yeah, I'm just, I don't know. I'm like, I'm just not ready for Halloween, which makes no sense because last year I feel like we were having Halloween celebrations in July. Like all of the spooky stuff was out.
Yeah, Summerween.
Summerween.
Was a thing last year.
Yeah,
thank
you.
Not as popular this year.
I'm just not feeling it.
Though the decorations are available, like that 10,000-foot skeleton was for sale a month ago. I think it's another. We have a 5-week in September.
Okay.
It also feels a little odd.
So
don't we have a long?
Maybe I'm just like naturally my fall rhythm is like pace yourself.
Yes,
there's plenty of fall to enjoy.
We got
to
get the temperatures again knocked down about another 5 degrees.
Okay,
a little cooler. Although I will say, in Iowa City, it looked like it was a little more fallish. Like they've already had a taste of it.
Yes,
more than Cedar Rapids.
Yeah.
But I say go for it. Mum, skeleton.
Skeleton. Do the whole thing.
Jack-o'-lantern.
Just, I got to get out of my own way.
Fall lives here sign. Hand-painted.
Happy fall, y'all.
There it is.
Aw.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
Just to show you how small this world is, a computer attack, I don't think technically in Cedar Rapids, but on a Cedar Rapids company, impacted flights out of London's Heathrow Airport on Saturday.
Oh my.
A cyber attack aimed at Rockwell Aerospace neutralized people's ability to check in online. So everybody who was boarding a plane in a certain section of Heathrow had to get a manual ticket to board the airplane. So imagine how long the line is.
Like a printed ticket?
Uh-huh.
Whoa.
You have to verify who you are, right?
I don't think I've ever...
And the online check-in process that is powered by Aegon... Rockwell Aerospace was in the midst of fighting a cyber attack. So not only did that impact Heathrow, it also took down some systems in Germany and Belgium over the weekend. Crazy.
No kidding.
I know. Also, I didn't know of all the cool things that Rockwell Aerospace is part of includes international online plane check-in.
Yeah.
That's just another product they make and sell, which is absolutely fascinating.
Didn't know that.
Let's move over to some... Sports shorts. Big win for the Hawkeyes over Rutgers. Big test coming up. Indiana is a monster football team this year.
Oh.
It is homecoming week. Oh, yeah. Indiana is already a 7-point favorite coming to our place.
For homecoming?
They destroyed Illinois this weekend.
Are you supposed to take somebody who's not that good for homecoming?
Indiana's never been this good for a long time. But who knows, right? It's the energy. It's who's where? Who's the kid captain? Who's the special guest? Who's the grand marshal of the parade? Lisa Bluter. One of the first people to meet Kirk after he accomplished that coaching record in the tunnel was Lisa. She will be your grand marshal coming up Friday night, downtown Iowa City for the parade. 5:45 is the first step in that parade. Game time for the homecoming matchup is 2:30 Kinnick Stadium. That is broadcast on Peacock. One more sports shoots. Kaylee Clark says she was fined $200 for a social media post about referees. Clark, who is out for the season, but is still on the bench with the team, posted on social media Saturday. She was fined $200 for tweeting, "Refs couldn't stop us," after Indiana beat Atlanta in the first round of the playoffs. Clark and some fellow teammates laughed off the fine, but also noted how it will fuel the Fever bench. They now are taking on the Las Vegas Aces in the semifinals. They won game one last night or yesterday afternoon. So it will be the Aces and the Fever playing again tomorrow evening at 8:30 in Las Vegas. And there may or may not be a GoFundMe because I don't know if Caitlin can afford a $200 fine.
Poor girl. Wow.
I believe this is back just for its second year. After raising $62,000 approximately for UIHC Stead Family Children's Hospital, the Extra Life Charity Challenge, where you get to play video games inside Kinnick, it's back this year. Saturday, October 4th. So you've got to fundraise or donate a minimum of $200 just to get in the bracket. But once you do, you will play off against other people playing NCAA football on the PlayStation 2026 version.
Yeah.
And then I believe the final four go out and play it on Hawkvision.
Oh, cool.
It starts in one of the suites, which is cool in and of itself.
Yeah.
And then they work the tournament down, and then the finalists go out, and then it's all up on Hawkvision. Also, raising more money gets you more experiences, including things like field access. Herky's going to be there, some Hawkeye players as well. Just Google Extra Life Charity Challenge Iowa. That's going to get you to the registration page, detail everything you need to know.
How cool. You
can take part, and let's break this record. So if $62,000 was raised last year, let's get that up to at least $65,000 or $70,000.
Yeah.
That is the Extra Life Charity Challenge Iowa, raising money for the Children's Hospital playing video games. See, Mom, I told you playing video games would pay off.
And it did.
See? Some patchy fog today, partly sunny skies, 79. Slight chance of showers building into Tuesday. Chance of rain through the day, 76. Tomorrow, it is 62 right now. It's the Morning Scramble on your smart speaker and on Z102.9.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
For a lot of couples who share a bed, it's all about more space, right? More real estate. We're getting king-size beds.
California king
beds.
Like, isn't it like two queens size?
Yeah.
It's huge.
I've seen some people who like, they put two kings together and make like mega bed.
Why would you do that?
More
at
space.
At that point, just sleep in another room.
Just move out. Well, Matthew McConaughey is here to tell you that is not how it works. And that's not how he does it with his wife, Camilla.
Is he opposite of all right?
It's all wrong. His marriage tip, he said they actually had a king size bed, and he woke up one morning and he looks over and Camilla's like a football field away, man. And then you go to bed at night and like you want to snuggle up, got to cover up, but come about 12 feet. I'll come 12 feet. We'll meet in the middle. So
what's your recommend? A full?
Like, man, this damn king size bed is no good for marriage, man. Get rid of that. We got a queen size. Now we're shoulder to shoulder, and I'm telling you, it's good for your marriage.
What do you guys have?
We have a king.
We have a queen. It's perfect.
It's perfect?
Yeah.
With a dog?
Well, he's at the foot. at the start.
At the start of the night. He works his way up.
He does work his way up.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm all right.
All right.
Queen is where it's at.
All right. Speaking of queens, Taylor Swift, queen of marketing, really.
Yeah.
She is releasing a film in theaters to go along with her new album, The Life of a Showgirl. It's called The Official Release Party of a Showgirl. It's 89 minutes long. It'll be in theaters October 3rd, 4th, and 5th.
So like a Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
Exactly. So the album comes out on the 3rd, and then you've got that weekend and that weekend only to enjoy this in-theater experience. Tickets are on sale already. They are $12 each before the fees.
Right.
It's her 12th album, so it's
makes
only $12.
Sense. Yep.
It's going to include the world premiere of the music video for her new single, The Fate of Ophelia, plus behind-the-scenes footage for the making of the album. You're going to get the lyric video as well. She said it's time to brush off your Eras Tour orange cardigan and get ready to go. So that's exciting.
That's very exciting.
That'll
and yes,
cool.
Again, queen of marketing.
What a great idea.
You release a movie to release an album.
Well, and we all had so much fun at the Eras Tour, right?
Yeah.
That was such a cool experience to get everybody together celebrating music. This is a new way to do it. I love it. Speaking of movies, if you love a scary movie and Halloween is totally your thing, this could be the job for you.
You know, about this time of year, I start seeking that stuff out.
Uh-huh.
I just, once the leaves start changing, it's a little cool.
Drawn to it like a flame.
Yeah. I don't love scary movies in February, but right now.
Now.
I can't get enough.
Now
I just want
time.
To devour it.
A cable and internet comparison website, cable TV, they're looking for someone to watch, rank, and review horror movies, and they have a name for the position they're trying to fill. It's called their thrillternship. What a name.
So if I was to apply for the thrillternship, what do I need to provide them and what do I get in return?
Okay, you have a list of 13 scary movies and you have to watch 5 horror movies.
5 of 13?
Yes.
That's all I have to do?
You only have to watch 5 movies of the list of 13.
Okay.
You get paid too. This is a compensated paid position.
$666.
That's the devil's number.
Plus $50 in Uber Eats.
Ooh.
And a 1-year subscription.
Wait, whoa, back up.
What?
$50 in Uber Eats? I'm getting $10 in Uber food a movie?
I know. That's not enough. That's not a great
That's
deal.
Not even close
not
to what I'm going to order.
Deal.
We ordered a small pizza last night, and with fees, it was $30.
Oh, come on. You can't even get 2 pizzas. You get 1 pizza.
All right. Thanks for the, I appreciate the gesture.
So you don't want the list of movies?
No, I want them.
Okay.
I'm still interested.
Okay, I might be interested. You also get a 1-year subscription to Screambox.
Okay. Scream things come to my house?
Screaming things. No, you open the box and it's just.
Oh, it's April. Open it. Screambox.
You can choose from A Nightmare on Elm Street.
Love it.
Candyman.
Okay.
The Evil Dead.
Yeah.
The Exorcist.
Yes.
Get Out.
You Get Out.
Halloween.
Okay.
Hereditary.
I've not been able to make it through that movie.
You can't make it through? That's too scary?
A little bit. Keep going.
It?
Yeah. I've seen most of these.
Martyrs? I've never heard of that
Martyrs,
one.
I don't know.
The Shining.
Yes.
The Strangers.
Yes.
The Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yes.
Or The Thing.
I've seen all of those. I can't make it through Hereditary. I've not seen The Martyrs.
Or Martyrs, I've never heard of.
And I actually don't think I've ever seen the original Candyman.
Ooh.
But Get Out, psychologically speaking, fantastic.
I've seen that one. I actually feel like I have a shot at this.
You do too.
Yeah.
Do you want to go in on these Uber Eats credits together?
We're going to have to because the only thing we can get is 1 pizza.
After we use all $50 of the credits.
Maybe we can get breadsticks. I don't know.
Oh, that sounds good.
That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
That's what we do on Mondays. We get back to work and just here, like in your office, everybody's grabbing that first cup of coffee, stop by the copy machine. How was your weekend? What'd you do? Oh, I got to show you this picture.
Right.
Phone comes out, photos ready to go.
It's show and tell. It's a little bit boasting, a little bit bragging, right?
Yes.
Because like, look at this cool thing I got to experience that I got to do. And for us, we got to brag just a little bit about what happened this weekend.
We sure do. So with the help of Quaker Oats, Prairie Farms, the offices of Linn County, the Cedar Rapids Mayor's Office.
The Metro Economic Alliance.
And the Economic Alliance, we were able to break a world record. There's a published world record of people eating cereal internationally, and that number was 850 and change.
1,852.
That's it. So we put the word out, and we asked, and we had all these volunteers ready to go. We had cereal stations ready to go. We take over Green Square, and when I say we take over, the photo I posted, I have to give a photo credit. There's a company called Pick Your House, P-I-C, Your House. Go to their Facebook page. I'm looking at their pictures, which include the drone they brought, which captures the all of the people hanging around the center part of Green Square as we counted down. We had a mayoral proclamation on Saturday. Then we had the Linn County auditor get the official bowl count from each station. That was then whispered to the recorder and so people could see her writing.
Who recorded it?
But at the end of the day, on a, with a big laundry marker and a big white piece of paper, we did it. 2,410 people approximately all enjoying one bite of Crunchberry cereal at the exact same time. And as far as I can tell, that's a lot bigger than the last number.
That is about right? 500 more than the last
that
number.
That crushes a record. So
way to go, Cedar Rapids. But also, as we were at the event, we were asking people like, oh, you're from out of town? Because we were surprised there was a couple from Ames that was hanging out at the park at 7 a.m.
I met never a been... family from Springfield, Illinois. Saw it on social media. They had to be there.
And then there was the exchange students that were showing up from Denmark, Japan, Taiwan, Luxembourg.
It turned into be, and we know that last market of the year usually brings in a lot of out-of-town guests. Some schools maybe not started right away or they've got the weekend off. A lot of families who had moved away but came back for the weekend for this. I met a family that used to live here that they now live in New Hampshire. And they decided to come back. Yeah.
How fun.
We had Atlanta, Georgia represented. We had Oklahoma represented. Ireland represented.
I mean, there were so many little pinpoints on the
map. Chicago.
Once we started shouting out some of those places, people started coming up and telling us where they were from. It was just such a cool experience. And it was so nice that everybody just kind of, we had plenty of time. Once you got your cereal, you got to hang out in the park and talk to all of these people that you might not necessarily have come in contact with before.
Everybody hung out. 3, 2, 1. Milk, cereal, go. It was a great day to be in Cedar Rapids and to be from and proud of Cedar Rapids all Saturday. So we can't say thank you enough. But my photo shows at least some of the key players of the game that happened on Saturday.
So thankful to everybody who came together and made that happen. And then, like, how could Sunday get any better? But when you throw in about 25, 30 corgis racing each other, that was a pretty good Sunday.
Adorable. We've got a big fan of the show. Her name is Penny. She works in Iowa City and is in charge of the Corridor Corgi Club, and they put on a race every year at a park in Iowa City, and now I realize what she needed. So she's like, can you guys help announce? I'm like, I guess so. Like,
yeah, what are we what
so
are we
you'll
doing?
Have a PA, and she's like, nope, just bring a bullhorn. I'm like, okay, now I understand. We get down there. It's in a pavilion. They just portion off part of the trail. Because corgis can't run very far.
No.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's just a bunch of people who know each other, love corgis. They raise money.
Love their dogs.
Loves their dogs. And yeah, all we needed was just a bullhorn to 3, 2, 1, go. And then at the end, we announced the winner.
So there was about 5 heats of dogs all competing against each other. And then they all went into the like the grand race, the queen's race at the end. And it was a literally a photo finish. They had to check back the live photo video to see who crossed the finish line first. It was exciting. It was fun. It was silly. We had a great time.
It was a ton of fun. And once we realized like the fact that she didn't have anybody help her last year, no wonder she needed a little extra set of paws from us.
No kidding.
Yeah.
This woman is a one woman, you know, band creating this.
She has the energy of a corgi as well. She had to have been reincarnated, right?
So amazing.
We kept asking her, like, oh, there, she's like, there's the dog. I'm like, well, who owns them?
I don't know
their names. I know the dog names.
I'm like, each and every dog.
That's the way to do it. All right. So from corgi races to cereal records, those are our photos. We would love to see yours. Get them posted right now, please, on the Z102.9 Facebook page.
It's the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
Z102.9.
What a weekend. And we've got photographic evidence on the Z102.9 Facebook page that it was a great weekend. Thanks to all the people who helped out breaking a world record eating cereal at the same time in Green Square Park with us.
I knew where roughly 2,410 of you were. You were all in the central park of Green Square. That doesn't count, of course, all the people who are surrounding what we were doing, too, if you think about it.
Totally.
It was a well-attended event.
It was. I love that Diana got to hang out with that lady of the night, Jaden.
Yes.
And producer Ben, she snagged a photo with both of them. Love to see it.
Just the perspectives and angles of people getting selfies with their bowls of cereal, volunteers who helped us work the event as well. A lot of families coming up who love the show, listen as part of their morning routine and just maybe don't get that opportunity to talk to us or say hi to us. So a ton of photos. Based on just me holding up the sign, I'm surprised I haven't seen one of those yet, because I just stood there for a good couple of minutes making sure people got that. Maybe we're the screensaver on so many phones this morning.
Maybe.
For crushing that cereal record. So again, thanks to everybody for coming out. Let's go from Cereal Town USA to Berlin.
Oh, Berlin.
For a moment. As one of our listeners, her name is Stephanie, ran in the Berlin Marathon.
In Berlin.
One has to assume.
Huh.
I was part of somebody's birthday where she ran a half marathon in Iceland. Ooh. And just knowing all of the training that goes into it, how do you get the jet lag figured out and the sleeping, and you're still able to endure that 26 point whatever miles?
Yeah, your muscles and all of that. Congratulations. Speaking of muscles, Margaret, 60 miles for 60 years with the besties.
The bicycle photo, yeah, I saw that.
That is so great. It was a heck of a celebratory weekend because we had birthdays. Sherry celebrated her husband's birthday, but then we also had like a couple of weddings. Ashley joined us for the cereal eating and then went to a wedding in the afternoon.
Homecoming. It was a big homecoming weekend. A lot of people getting senior pictures. This does seem to be a little trip around the globe, at least around Iowa. Upper Iowa River near Decorah. Jillissa put a beautiful, fun-looking kayaking photo there.
Just
it's with the bluffs in the background. I swore I saw a picture that had the word Boston in it.
Boston?
Well, we got a family reunion in Colorado. Krista, Garden of the Gods. That is a beautiful natural rock formation. Then we've
Cindy had a Boston in Boston.
I've stayed in Boston. I'm pretty sure I know roughly where that area is. I think you're near Constitution Hall. I think that's right on the other side of that beer garden. Because after they signed the Constitution, they got a beer altogether. Isn't that?
No. Did they?
Eastern Iowa Airport. Remember they had that aviation day? Did you see the helicopter picture?
Yes. This is not just any helicopter, though. This is like the military helicopter where it's got the two propellers on each side. Holy smokes.
And for scale, she took her kid there. And it was a surprise for him, by the way, which is awesome. But just to see them standing against it and how small they are and how that thing flies, right?
That thing
flies. Just to put that in perspective.
You guys, that thing flies.
That thing flies. Where's my little dude who broke his arm? Did you see that one?
Yes, I did. Oh, my God. Erica's.
Her youngest broke arm and wrist, but end of the day still apple picking. So good for them.
Fighting through that, that's not a fun, you know, quick visit to the hospital.
No, not at all.
Reese, and your shameless plug.
We'll shameless plug you, Reese.
Absolutely.
First of all, do you have a twin? Because I'm looking at your promotional photo for the musical Crazy for You. This is a George and Ira Gershwin production being put on in Elkader. And the photo alone has me intrigued.
I am intrigued. I don't know this show. It looks like a lot of fun, though, just based on the photo alone. So, Reese, thanks for shameless plugging with the Morning Scramble.
Hilarious script. The show is guaranteed to have you tapping your feet, laughing out loud, and swooning over a classic love story. I looked it up online. This is a shameless plug.
Okay.
Set in the 1930s, Crazy for You follows the story of Bobby Child, a young man caught between his love for beautiful showgirl Polly and his family's expectations to take over the family business. Thrown in the whole lot of mistaken identities, charming cowboys, dazzling showgirls, and the kind of big Broadway-style numbers that make you want to jump out of your seat, you've got the perfect recipe for a night at the theater. That's Crazy for You, coming to the Elkader Opera House.
Yay!
Shameless plug.
There you go, Reese. That one was free.
You didn't know. You're going to post that on the radio. You got a commercial out of it.
It worked!
All of those photos and more. Thanks to everybody for sharing them. We call it One Shot Weekends with the Morning Scramble.
Waking you up with the Morning Scramble on Z102.9.
First day of fall, that's right.
Yeah.
Today is the day, people. Finally.
So how did fall. The season that was summer come to a close in downtown Cedar Rapids? Well, it was the last farmer's market of the year, 20th anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
And, 2,410 people all enjoying cereal. We had to get roughly 1,900. That was the goal.
Yes. We were hoping we could do 2,000. We bought enough bowls and spoons for 2,000. We weren't sure if we were going to make it at the beginning of the week.
And I will tell you, during the bowl handing out portion, from our vantage point, I thought we were going to be under also.
Yes.
So how did that all come together? So Saturday, the entire crew, the farmer's market crew, the world record crew met here probably about 5:15, loaded up all the vehicles, got down there. we had this idea to put a stage right in the middle of Green Square, and I think it was the best vantage point for us.
Totally.
Because we could kind of see how cereal distribution was going to go. We also had eyes on, we had Prairie Farms brought their entire refrigerated milk truck.
Which was actually hilarious, because as they opened it up, they had enough for 2,000, but that truck could probably hold enough for,
Just to consider, they ship milk in that truck when it's full, that's a lot. Same thing, though, Quaker brought a semi down, not only with our cereal, which was on a pallet, but also they had those Quaker Oats bags as well, which was cool.
Full of products.
Yes. So we got that all ready to go. We did a couple mic checks, and then people started showing up about 8 o'clock.
Yeah, ready to go. There was people from Ames, from Mount Pleasant.
The first three couples I met were Mount Pleasant, Iowa. I'd never been here. Drove up that morning. How's this work?
How does the farmer's market even work?
Yes. And then we get to being meeting other people. We had a family from Ames, and then I was called over. They're like, these people drove all the way this morning from Springfield, Illinois.
Springfield, Illinois.
Yes.
And it started, you know, jumping from there. We're like, oh, we thought that this was going to be a big deal for our town, but this was a big deal for everybody to be a part of this moment to celebrate cereal.
So I tell you what, let's take you to that moment as we officially take the title. Circling back to just after 10 a.m. Saturday morning.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, get ready to bite into your Cap'n Crunch cereal. We believe we have crushed the record. 2,410 people have gathered to eat our Crunchberry cereal. So let's count it down together and take a big old bite of Crunchberries. Three, two, one.
And then there's no noise.
And that, my friend, is the world's largest cereal breakfast in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Woo!
Don't grab away from cereal in my mouth.
We had milk that we didn't get a chance to open, and it's dry cereal in my mouth.
I don't believe our bowls counted, as we did not have milk.
I don't want them to. No, that's fine.
It's fine.
But I got caught up in the excitement. I took that bite. I'm like, oh, no, there's no milk.
Without the milk, it created a glue in between our teeth and on our tongues.
They just, also, Quaker Oats, the captain made a special appearance. He was the star of the show.
Cap'n Crunch. Yeah. Everybody wanted a picture with the captain. He was very, very busy. But we are so thankful that he was there, able to join us on stage, alongside of our Linn County auditor, who was taking the number of bowls that were taken from each of those volunteer stands. The recorder recording that number for us. So I have to contact her.
It's going to get filed officially with the county today. Cedar Rapids Mayor Tiffany O'Donnell declared that day Cereal Day in Cedar Rapids. And again, everybody from Quaker, Cedar Rapids Metro Economic Alliance, Prairie Farms, couldn't done it with. And then all of the people, we called in some favors.
Yeah.
Murals and more. A group of my friends did a jazzercise.
The Cedar Rapids Boat Club.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. It was so great to have everybody working together. Catherine, our milk queen, who made our contact with Prairie Farms even possible. It was just so cool. The amount of people who kept reaching out and helping us achieve this goal. We couldn't have done it without all of those people.
It's a record for everybody. It's a record for our community, and it was done because of community, which makes it even more sweeter. Than that bite of Cap'n Crunch.
It was so, so sweet.
Thanks to everybody for taking part. Oh, also, one more big thank you. Pick Your House Iowa. They had the drone. So good friends of mine, they were able to get some crowd shots on the ground. And then we do have some drone footage as well. If you search for that on Facebook, you will find it. It was a very special day in Cedar Rapids. Thanks to everybody for being part of it. Cereal Town USA, my friends.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9.
Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.